USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken gave testimony Monday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan. During the sometimes contentious hearing, Blinken defended the Biden administration's actions, saying they inherited a withdrawal date from the previous administration, but not a withdrawal plan. And President Biden visited the West Coast Monday to survey damage from recent wildfires.
Just surveyed some of the damage of the Calder Fire here in California, which in less than a month has wiped out for 200,000 acres and 1,000 structures. Homes, precious memories destroyed, air quality degraded, local economy stopped in its tracks.
The president also used the recent natural disasters to urge action on climate change, which he said spawned and worsened recent disasters. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The next round of child tax credit payments are set to go out later this week. Tim Berg has more.
Another round of advanced child tax credit payments is just days away from going out to tens of millions of Americans. The third batch of monthly checks is scheduled to go out on September 15th, according to the IRS. The payments will continue to be distributed on a monthly basis to eligible taxpayers through the remainder of the year, with the last half going out in one payment next year. More than 30 million households qualify for the payments of up to $300 per month for eligible children ages 5 and younger, and $250 for eligible children between 6 and 17 years old.
And the UK has approved COVID vaccinations for British children aged 12 to 15. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to include the approval as part of a toolkit to control infections and avoid lockdowns this winter at a Tuesday press conference. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken gave testimony Monday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan. During the sometimes contentious hearing, Blinken defended the Biden administration's actions, saying they inherited a withdrawal date from the previous administration, but not a withdrawal plan. Congressman Mark Green says that all he heard during the hearing was deflection. The Tennessee Republican and member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee tells Newsmax TV that the Biden administration failed to follow the blueprint left for them by the Trump administration.
Oh, 100% deflection from Antony Blinken. And I made the point today in the committee that he was just following his leader, President Biden, who has done nothing but blame Trump, blame everyone else. And today, several of the Democrats echoed the same comments. It's all Trump's fault. Ridiculous. It was very clear that the president, President Trump, had conditions-based withdrawals and, in fact, stopped withdrawal and bombed the Taliban back into compliance at least three times during the latter part of his tenure. This president failed to do that, failed to respond when the Taliban broke the rules. And you know, this was supposed to be a power-sharing agreement, but they overthrew the other side of the power-sharing agreement, and the Biden administration did nothing.
And USC Athletic Director Mike Bond announced Monday that head football coach Clay Helton had been fired. In a statement, Bond said the team could not reach its expectations without a change in leadership. That change coming after the Trojans were upset at home by Stanford over the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.